So let's review. Our share begins with a new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Hamagarish es ha'isha ve'achzira. If a person divorced his wife, then remarried her, and died childless. There's machlokes. The Tanakhama holds, muteres liyavim, she may do yibim. Rabbi Elazar, aiser, she may not do yibim. The Mishnah presents a similar case. V'chein hamagarish es ha'yisayma ve'achzira. If a person divorced a yisayma that was given into marriage by her mother or brother, which makes the marriage only midirabanan, and then remarried her, the Tanakhama holds Materis Liyavam, Rabbi Elazar Isa. The Mishnah concludes with a case where everybody agrees that Asur Liyavam. Ketana Sheesia Aviv Niskarsha, a minor whose father married her off, which is a marriage Mideraisa, and then got divorced. Kiseme B'chaya Av. She's like an orphan in that she has left her father's Rishus, and he no longer has the ability to marry her off. Vechzira. The husband then remarries her while she is still a minor, which is a marriage merely midrabanan. Divrei hakoil asur liyavim. Everybody agrees that she may not do yibim because midaraisa she is a grusha of her deceased husband, and she may not marry his brother because of the iser eishasach. The Gemara presents three ways of understanding the machlekes Tanakhama of Rabbi Elazar as follows. Abaye explains the Tanakhama holds misam apelis. The Yibim situation is created at the time of Misa. Therefore, since at the time of the husband's death, there's a Mitzvah Yibim, she is Muteres Liyavim. However, Rabbi Elazar is uncertain whether we say Misa Mapelis or Nisun Harishayinim Apil. The original marriage creates a potential Yibim situation, even though the actual Nefila only occurs at the time of Misa. Therefore, at the time of the marriage, she potentially fell for Yibim. When they later divorced and there was no longer a potential Mitzvah Yibim, she became usher to her husband's brother as an Eishas Ach Shalei B'Makom Mitzvah. When they remarried, a new potential Yibim situation was created. However, she is a Sur Liyavim because of the earlier Isur Eishas Ach. Because of this suffix, Rabbi Elazar holds that she is a Sur Liyavim but Chayeves Lachlitz. Rava explains the Machlokes as follows. Everybody agrees that Misim Apelis, and therefore the Tanakhama holds Materis Liyavim. However, Rabbi Elazar holds that there is a gzera in the case of where the husband died the morning after they remarried. Hakol bikin begerish, and everybody knows that they had gotten divorced. Vein hakol bikin bechazara, but not all are aware that they remarried. Some people might think that there is yibum for gerush as achiv, which in fact is an isra ishasach. Therefore, she is asur liyavim in all cases of remarriage. Rav Ashi offers a third explanation of the machlekes. The Tanakhama holds that since Misim Apelis she is Muteres Liyavim. Rabbi Elazar holds Gazer Hani Mishum Yisayma B'chai Ha'av V'Hachzira. If she's Muteres Liyavim in the first two cases of our Mishnah, people will think she is Muteres Liyavim even in the third case of our Mishnah of a Ketana who remarried her husband to whom she was originally married by her father, where there's an Isra Eishasach. The Gemara concludes that our Mishnah and the Braisa support the explanation of Rav Ashi. The Gemara proceeds to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Shnei Achen Nisun L'Shtei Achoyes Ketanas. If two brothers, Reuven v'Shimon, were married to two orphan sisters, Rachel v'Leah, a marriage only midirabanan, Umeis Baila Shalachas Mehen, and Reuven passed away without children. Halazut Teitze Mishum Achoyes Isha. Rachel is free from Yibim v'Chalitza to Shimon since midirabanan she is in Ervatan. The reason for this is since the marriage itself is only midirabanan, the resulting mitzvah Yibim v'chalitza is also only midrabanan, of which she is pater even from chalitza because of erev midrabanan. Similarly, b'chein shtei charoshes, so too if two brothers, Reuven v'Shimon, married two sisters, Rachel v'Leah, who are both deaf-mutes. The same halacha applies because their marriage is only midrabanan. The Mishnah now presents a case where the din is different. G'dayla u'ketana, two brothers, Reuven v'Shimon, were married to two sisters, Rachel v'Leah, respectively. Rachel was a ketana, who was married off by her mother or brother, her marriage to Reuven only midirabanan, while Leah was a gedayla, and her marriage to Shimon midiraisa. It depends. Meis by lichel ketana, if Reuven passed away childless, teitzei ketana mishumach isha. Rachel is free from Yibim v'chalitza since she is an erva to Shimon. Meis by lichel gedayla, if Shimon passed away childless, and Rashi clarifies the problem at this point. Leah falls for Yibim Midaraisa before Reuven because her marriage to Shimon was Midaraisa. Reuven cannot be Miyam Leah because she is Achis Ishtar Midrabanan. But she's not part of Mechalitza because an Erva Midirabanan cannot exempt a Mitzvah Yib Midiraisa. If he gives her Chalitza, his wife Rachel becomes Asatim as a Chayz Chalu Tzasle. Actually, his wife Rachel is immediately Asatim as a Chayz Kukasle. Therefore, as Rashi writes, Ma Yasu, what should they do? The Mishnah presents three opinions. Rabbi Yazo Eimer, Malamdin Esakitana Shatimoin Bay. We teach Rachel to do Mian, which annuls her marriage to Reuven retroactively, and Reuven may then be Miyam Leah. We do not teach a woman to do Mian. Rather, if Rachel does not do Mian on her own, we wait until she becomes a Gedayla, when her marriage to Reuven becomes Midaraisa, and then Leah is completely potter from Yim Chalitza because she is an Erva Deraisa to Reuven. Since Reuven is forbidden to both Rachel and Leah, as explained earlier, and since we do not instruct a woman to do Mian, Reuven must divorce Rachel and give Chalitza to Leah. The Gemara asks on Rabbi Eliezer that said that we teach Rachel to do Mian. Umishari, is it permitted to teach a woman to do Mian? But we learn, La'ilam yidavik ad mishleisha dvarim yisrachik mishleisha dvarim. A person should seek to do the following three things. Chalitza, Havah Shalom, make peace between people, and the first Nadarm, annul any vows. And distance himself from the following three, Miyun, Pikadonis, accepting things for safekeeping, and Arvainus, being a guarantor. The Gemara answers, Miyun de mitzvah shani. Rabbi Eliezer holds that this case is different because it will lead to a mitzvah. The Gemara proceeds to explain the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. What happens when Rachel becomes a Gedayla? To transform her marriage to Reuben into a Deiraisa, to completely exempt Leah from Yibin v'chalitza as an Erva Deiraisa to Reuben. The Gemara presents two possible explanations. Kisavir kedusha ketana mitle talu, v'chigad l'gali b'hada. Gamliel holds that the marriage of a ketana is pending until she becomes a Gedayla, when it takes effect in that Torah. Afal gav delay ball, even if she did not cohabit with her husband after becoming a Gedayla. Therefore, as soon as Rachel becomes a Gedayla, her marriage to Reuven automatically becomes Midaraisa, and Leah is then completely potter from Yibam v'chalitza as an Erva Deraisa to Reuven. A second explanation. Kesavar hamakadash achis yavama, niftura yavama v'holchala. Gamliel holds that if a yavam is makadash the sister of his yavama, the Yavama becomes potter from Yibam v'chalitza as an Erva v'chis ishtai. According to this explanation, Ibal in Eloi Baalai. If Reuven and Rachel cohabited after she became a Gedayla, a new Kedushin takes effect midaraisa, and Leah is then completely potter from Yibam v'chalitza as an Erva deraisa to Reuven. This discussion continues on the next daf.